Where does the Bible come from? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, minister of Church of God and Limitless here in Campo, California. Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Bringing you Bible stories. Where does the Bible come from? Well, the Bible is the story of the religious development of people. It's a story of people's search within themselves for understanding and for spiritual awareness of what's going on in the world. The Bible is sacred indeed because it comes from the very heart of every being. The Bible, as we often refer to it, is the Bible that comes out of the Hebrew tradition and out of the background of the people who were there. And they tell the story of how they taught people how to live with each other. Basically, it's a code of human relations, of getting along with one another, and having God be some big daddy who keeps them in line and makes them mind and cooperate and do things. The Bible is a wonderful thing. It's a great story. It's, as they say, one of the best published books in the world. The most published. The most books in the world are the Bible. And yet, when we look at the many books that are put out, we might say, with some disrespect perhaps, but not really, that every book is the Bible. Every book is a story of any person's development, of how he thinks or she thinks her way through life's adventures, and how exciting and how wonderful it is. And as each person writes down the story of their life, they are writing down their own Bible. Now, in fact, the Bible exists in each one of us. This is the divine in each one of us that is whole and perfect and beautiful and fantastic and glorious and desirable. And this Bible that dwells within each one of us was placed there by the infinite creative cause, which we are, and it reveals to us all of the joy and the peace and the harmony and the wisdom and the magic that we are. Now, what sort of a Bible do you read? What sort of a Bible are you looking at? Are you looking at a Bible from within yourself of happiness and peace and joy? Or are you looking at a Bible that's filled with all sorts of vituperations, all sorts of unhappiness? What sort of a Bible are you really looking at within yourself? What sort of a Bible do you really want to be in yourself? What sort of a life do you really want to have inside yourself? You want to have a life that's filled with unhappiness, with threats and things that you're supposed to do? Or do you want to have a Bible filled with the love of God, the love of the divine, the unconditional love of all creation? What kind of Bible do you want inside of yourself? Well, as for me, the Bible that I have within me is given to me by my divine self. And at all times I'm being myself and having fun. At all times I'm respecting myself. At all times I'm respecting all of my creation as good and very good. At all times I am seeing everyone living their lives according to my own understanding of living my life. And everyone is a reflection of the beauty and the goodness and the love and the joy and the peace and the harmony and the wholeness and the abundance that I am. How about that, huh? The wholeness and the abundance. Yes. When I read my Bible and I listen to the divine within me and I do the things that are beautiful and good and glorious and true, then I am truly a desirable, worthwhile, delightful, beneficial being. Where do the Bibles come from? It comes right from our heart, right from our soul, right from our inner being. the story that we read in the Bible, and the Bible is filled with stories. Our stories of fathers and mothers and people who have raised their family and said glorious things about them and said how wonderful the world is. The Bible that we read is the story of how people have gotten the most out of life and how life is the most effective and joyful thing that anyone could ever have. That's the Bible for me, and that's the Bible for each of us. Truly, we take whatever we read outwardly, and we take it within ourselves, and we interpret it, and in our interpretation, we decide what is beneficial and what is not. We decide what is something that's useful to us and not. We decide where we want to be and where we want to go and what we want to do, and then we go and do it. Just as simple as that. The Bible is no more complex than that, and no more easy than that. We say, well, some of the Bible stories are so deep, so in-depth. Yes, they had good writers. They had good authors. The divine within that person who wrote that part of the Bible, and they were all written by people. You know that. And they were edited by people, too, who didn't like it and who changed it, or who wrote it according to their understanding. How wonderful. And you see, the Bible that we should really be paying attention to is the Bible within. The divine within. Listening to who we really are and finding out that who we really are is pretty exciting, pretty wonderful, pretty desirable. And that's really all that matters. As we listen to the divine within, as we listen to the Bible within us, we will find the answer to every circumstance that comes into our life. And if we use as our reading tool and our place marker, if we use unconditional love, we will find that our Bible will reveal to us only that which is good and beautiful. Paul, in his part, wrote at one poetic time, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are beautiful, whatsoever things are of good report. Think on these things. Yes? And that's really what we should do. Whatsoever things are meaningful in our heart that lift us up and make us feel good, these we should think upon. They didn't have a Bible at the time in the early Christian life, and so they didn't say, read the Bible. They just said, whatsoever things. And this is where we are at all times. But we may be on some deserted place where there are no Bibles. We may be in some land where other things are the Bible, or where the language is different, or who knows. And what is the only thing we can do? The only thing we can do is to turn to the Bible within and find guidance and wisdom on walking the path of sincerity, walking the path of peace and love and goodness, and then being happy in doing it, and realizing that we have not missed anything. For the universal Christ is always present in all of us, whether we live before the birth of Jesus or after. The universal Christ is always there. He exemplified it so well. We too exemplify it so well. And as he said, go to the Father within, because that's where the true Bible is. My friends, if you can understand this without taking offense, it's not throwing out the Bible as you have known it, but it's opening up the Bible as we should know it from within ourselves. And when I say we should know it, because that's who we really are. And isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? We are so blessed. We are so blessed to be living our life in this time, in this age, where we are free to make our own choices, to walk our own path, and be our own self. Have a lovely day, and know that I surround you with my pure white light of love. I enfold you with all the joy of my heart, and I bless you even as I bless myself every moment of my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.